probably we suffered that after the second goal went in. I felt that we dropped the intensity defensively and mentally. It was a very, very hard blow. But the players didn't deserve that. I felt their effort and their good play in the first half deserve a lot more than going into the break with 1-0 down. But sometimes when you're playing teams like Manchester United, they're using their experience, their quality, and you have to give them credit today. I thought Van der Sar was outstanding in them two key moments, and then on the counter-attack they look a real threat and they took advantage of that.
It's clinical finishing though, isn't it, ultimately? And that's what sets, I suppose, the top boys apart from yourself, because when they did have the chances, even though they were being outplayed, they took them.
Yes, and I think that's know-how and experience, because mentally when you suffer the pressure that we put Manchester United on in the first half, you feel a bit beaten, and Manchester United soaked the pressure really well. They look a real threat on the counter-attack. I felt that Nani and Rooney especially, they were getting in good positions and to throw Chicharito in good spaces. And we dealt really well, only one action, and they score a goal, and then you go at the half-time, and mentally is a really, really tough to take down. But it's a day to look at the good things that we've done in the first half. I think to have the possession that we had today and the corners that we had, it shows you a lot of good things. We shouldn't just be too negative because of the result.
Now, Wayne Rooney did look a bit rattled in the opening stages of the game. The incident that you were unhappy with James McCarthy, had he been maybe shown red, again, fine lines, different story, and you obviously feel that should have been the decision.
Well, as I say, if one of my players would have done that, I would have felt that I was very fortunate to see my player staying on the pitch. I think it was, as you say, it's a clear moment in the game that probably they had a little bit of frustration. We were having a lot of possession, and he's a real winner. And I'm just disappointed that the referee saw the incident, because he gave a free kick, and I felt that when you give the free kick, that's an off-the-ball incident, clear elbow on the face. It should have been punished in a different way.
Finally, do you still feel you have too much about you to get too bogged down and get ultimately relegated? Do you feel you have enough to keep going and stay up?
Well, I'm looking at the next 10 games is a unique opportunity to get points. I think the competition this season is going to be it's going to be a lot of twists and turns from now to the end of the campaign, and we've got real quality in the squad. You're looking at the responsibility and the manner that we play in the first half. It shows you that we're going to have a real good go and get as many points as we can, and I'm very confident with the players we got. If everyone can stay fit, we'll achieve our aim and we'll be successful in May.
Thank you.